But I want to move on, and I think you'll probably really enjoy this next item on the agenda. And I'm joined in studio by Louise Fox, and I will talk to Louise in just a moment. But Louise, you might stick on the set of headphones for a second, because by way of introducing what Louise and I are going to be talking about, I want you to have a quick listen to this.
Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. What will be.
Yes, does that take some of you down memory lane? Well, that is, of course, Doris Day, Que Sera Sera. Fabulous song, beautiful song, very evocative song for many people. Why are we talking about that? Well, that brings me very neatly to Louise Fox, as I mentioned, who is here in studio with me. And Louise is involved in helping people who have dementia and Alzheimer's through the wonderful medium of music, via a project called Playlist for Life. Well, first of all, Louise, welcome.
Thanks very much.
Lovely to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is Playlist for Life?
It is a scheme that was started in Scotland by a television presenter called Sally Magnusson in 2013. And her mum had dementia. And Sally was writing a book about her experience. And through writing the book, doing research for the book, and her own, obviously, personal experience with her mum, she discovered that music is a brilliant tool for people who have dementia, for not bringing them back, because that might be overstating it, but recreating joy in their lives and recreating connection with the people who they might have lost connection with through the illness. So Playlist for Life, it's become hugely successful in the UK. And we did a pilot project in West Kerry Community Hospital this year with five of the people who live there. And basically it involves creating a playlist, as the name suggests. And they suggest you start with 10 tracks. And it's tracks that mean something personal to those people. And you kind of do a little bit of research, you talk to the people, and you put together the playlist, and it helps with all kinds of daily tasks. It helps with reducing symptoms, it helps with reducing anxiety, it even reduces heart failure rates, it reduces hospital stays when you play this playlist for a person. So ideally caregivers and people need to be on board with it. Very often those caregivers are family, but it might be people in a more formal setting, and they need to be on board as well and willing to play the playlist for the person if the person can't play it for themselves.
Okay, I think this is absolutely wonderful and fascinating as well. Obviously, there's something in the brain that reacts to music, that kind of almost takes you back and lights up your brain, the endorphins in your brain or whatever it is.
Yeah, there was another presenter did a little test, and he went in to watch his brain lighting up. So he went in and he did a maths activity, and one part of his brain lit up. So then he listened to some music that didn't really mean much to him, but several parts of his brain lit up because, you know, you're processing the tune, the rhythm, the pulse, the tempo. There's a few aspects, so that's different parts of your brain. Now, I'm not going to even attempt to use the
medical language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then he listened to music that meant something to him. And he said it was like a fireworks display. His brain just, well, I was about to say it goes nuts. It went nuts, but that's probably the inappropriate term to use. But his brain just lit up everywhere. So it's because it has a connection to you. It brings back loads of things. It brings back memories. It brings back relationships. It brings back all different parts of your brain that maybe haven't been used in a while or have gone dormant, unfortunately. It stimulates lots of different parts of your brain. And when I say it, what I mean is specifically music that is personal to you. Music is great in itself, but for the Playlist for Life, it's music that has been important to you in your life.
Now, obviously you can't identify anybody, but give me a few examples of this in action that you've seen through West Kerry.
Okay, so we did it this year with five people in West Kerry Community Hospital. And basically, now, just in a nutshell, the way you do it is you sit with the person. You don't have to do it in a formal setting. You can do it at home. You can do it at home. I can make a playlist for me now. You can make a playlist for you now. So you go, you sit with the person, you talk to them, you listen to them. And there's three ways you find out what music they might like, if you don't know them at all, especially. There's tracks called the memory bump tracks. And apparently most of our memories are made between the age of 10 and 30. So you get their date of birth, you add 10 years, you add 30 years, and in between 10 and 30 is when...
The sweet spot.
Yeah, basically stuff that might have been in the charts, stuff that was around them when they were growing up, when they were hanging around places as teenagers, going to dances, whatever it was. Then there's inheritance tracks, and they are tracks that they would have inherited, as the name suggests, maybe from family, from friends, from relationships that they would have had, you know, romantic relationships. So you ask them about their relationships. And then there's identity tracks, and they're from any part of their identity, where they came from. Were there any anthems? Were they involved with sports groups? Were they involved in a church? Hymns? Did they enjoy musicals or films? Anything that they might have listened to at work? What programmes were on television when they were growing up? So you've got three separate categories. But when we went into West Kerry Community Hospital, and I'd just like to say it was supported by the Friends of West Kerry Community Hospital, so thank you to them. It's such an enjoyable experience. It's not work. You're sitting down with somebody. You're talking to them. Now, to be fair, because it was the pilot project, the committee helped to choose five people that they knew would respond well. But you're talking to them about their memories. You're talking to them about their friends, about their family. I found out so many things about people, like where they had lived, the marriages that had broken up, children all over the world, the crazy memories that people had been involved with the police and all this kind of thing in America. And it's really talking. It's really just getting to know a person and what soundtracks went along with their life. And there's one man in particular, and his choices were so, so interesting. They were so different. I mean, K Sera Sera is gorgeous, but several people chose that. This man chose just really unusual, mainly a lot of jazz piano tracks. And you just find out about the person through the music that they choose. It's inevitable. It's kind of chicken and egg. Through the music, you ask them questions and you find out about their life and what they're like. And through talking to them, you find out what the music is that they enjoy. So it's kind of a comprehensive activity. Do you know, it takes the whole person into account. Obviously, it takes their medical condition into account, but it takes their likes, their dislikes, their emotions, their experiences, the nuts and bolts of their life, marriage, everything.
We're going to play the second one now, and this is another one that you found sparked a lot of memories for people.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are grey. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
That's a very old one, isn't it? Would that be for more senior people, would take them back to whenever that was popular?
Yeah, and it might be different versions of it as well. I remember there was one tune by... what was his name? I can't remember. Sorry, now it's gone for me. But and I played a version for one man, whatever the tune was, if I could remember it now. And he loved it. And I played that version for another woman. And she was like, that's terrible. Turn that off. She liked a slower pace. So it really does.
Same tune.
Yeah. So it really does reflect their personality. And that's why it's, again, just to reiterate, it's specific. Do you know, because they might say they like a song, so you play a version of that song, but that mightn't be the version that they heard at that time in their life. So it doesn't resonate with them as much.
Yeah,
there is, yeah. But it's enjoyable work.
Yeah. Stay with us. We have a break to take, but we have a few more clips to play that have been very evocative for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. And we'll play a few more. And if any listeners want to get in touch with us, do on 083 300 3300. Now, we're staying with Louise Fox, who is a facilitator for the Playlist for Life project. And we're going to play another little clip now that Louise has found has been very effective with patients with Alzheimer's and dementia.
To think of it, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the caring like our youth to soothe.
You're smiling there, Louise, because that's the days of the Kerry dancers. But I know that there's numerous versions of that song. But that's another one you tried on.
Yeah. And a few people chose that. Just smiling because that's Julie Andrews singing.
It is Julie Andrews.
She's 90 this year. She's unbelievable. And when somebody sang it for me, I said, "No, that's Shikin Mishigo Sunna Sosta," because I was 3-year-old. Shikin Mishigo Sunna Sosta, blah, 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 blah. That's all I knew it as. So, yes, there are different versions of that song.
Fantastic. Listen, I'm afraid we'll run out of time. You know. So I want you to tell me about the study in Glasgow just to prove that this works.
There have been loads of studies done. One of them done in 2019 was by the World Health Organization, and it found that Playlists for Life reduce anxiety, reduce dementia symptoms, reduce heart failure rates, and most significantly, I thought, reduces hospital stays. So that would save the state a bomb, number one. So the state should be, you know, applying this everywhere. Then there was a care home in Glasgow. When they introduced Playlists for Life, their medication prescriptions dropped by 60%, and the local GP started prescribing Playlists for Life instead of medication. That's how effective it is. And anybody can do this. You can obviously do it in a formal setting, but like if somebody in your family is suffering from dementia, you can go up into the attic, see other photos, see is there a scrapbook, see other concert tickets, and find memories for them. And it doesn't just, you know, help with medical things. It brings the person back a little bit. I mean, we were singing along, playing along together, and sadly, one of the people we did it in West Kerry Community Hospital has since passed away. But her family said having that playlist brings them great solace because these things meant a lot to her. So it's like recreating that connection. But it's really good for the brain, it's really good for the person, and it can help them live not necessarily a longer life, but a happier, healthier, more connected life and bring back joy, which is something that's really lacking.
I have to play this next clip because I love Doris Day, and this is her again, and another one that had proved very successful for you on this project.
And when I get that lonesome feeling and I'm miles away from home, I hear the voice of the mystic mountains calling me back home. So take me back to the Black Hills, the Black Hills of Dakota, to the beautiful Indian country that I love.
I think that's from a music. Was it Paint Your Wagon or one of those?
It wasn't Calamity Jane.
It was Calamity
one
Jane.
Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma.
Was it Oklahoma?
Oh, Jeannie. It's either Calamity Jane or Oklahoma. I should know.
But again, a lot of older people would have loved those movies and loved Doris Day.
Yeah, films, musicals. Doris Day was a really popular one. So was Johnny Cash, actually. Johnny Cash came out a lot. And I know there was some Irish art. Daniel O'Donnell came out a little bit. But there were some across the board. But as I said, then there were some people who were just so different. There's no predicting it. Obviously, it's very personal, very specific. And we're hoping to do the project again in 2026 in West Kerry Community Hospital. But it would be great if people hear this and they could go to the website, which is playlistforlife.org.uk. And there's loads of free resources there. And if people think about even starting it on an informal basis and maybe spreading the word to their doctors or care homes, and hopefully it will help loads more people have happier lives, not just the people suffering from dementia, but the people around them, their families, their caregivers. It helps with daily tasks, it reduces stress, it makes people more amenable to getting dressed, to eating everything. It just makes a huge difference.
The power of music.
Yeah, exactly.
Louise, super project, wonderful project, and so interesting and so lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks
to explain
much.
It in your own words and play those lovely clips as well. My thanks to Louise Fox, facilitator of the Playlist for Life project, hugely successful in West Kerry, and well done to everybody involved.